Now, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has blamed the United States for its proxies for creating instability in the Middle East. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said that the U.S. created Daesh, and therefore its claim of fighting the terrorist group is a lie. He added that Washington would also strongly oppose those trying to eliminate this phenomenon. Iran's leader said that many problems with the U.S. cannot be resolved since Washington is against the essence of the Islamic Republic. Speaking about Iran's nuclear deal with the P5+1 group of countries, Ayatollah Khamenei noted that Iranian officials should carefully observe if the terms of the agreement are implemented by the other side. He also called on the Iranian officials not to trust Tehran's enemies. Let's speak to Kevin Barrett. He's an author and a Middle East expert, and he joins us via Skype from Madison. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Barrett. Now, there are a number of points that the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution raised in his remarks. However, I'd like to touch on the main one over here, and that is the U.S. and its claims of fighting terrorism, be it against Daesh or any other form of terrorism. How sincere is the U.S.?
Saying that they're not sincere is the understatement of the century, because the United States of America is by far the biggest terrorist state in the world, according to Andrei Volchek and Noam Chomsky's book On Western Terrorism. The U.S. has murdered about 55 to 60 million people around the world in various forms of state-sponsored terrorism since World War II in U.S. military and CIA interventions. 55 to 60 million people murdered in U.S.-sponsored terrorism. So that's the first point. The second point is that the current wave of Salafi, Wahhabi, Takfiri, so-called jihadist Islamic terrorism is also largely a product of the United States and its allies, or in the case of Israel, one could say its master. This is an invention. In 1979, at the Jerusalem Conference on International Terrorism, Netanyahu summoned all of the most high-powered U.S. foreign policy minds to Jerusalem, and they sat down at that conference, JCIT, and decided that so-called radical terrorism would be the next big threat after the Cold War ended. And this conveniently, of course, targets the Islamic enemies of Israel. Since then, the U.S. has continued to manufacture this false, fabricated, so-called radical Islamic terrorism phenomenon. Al-Qaeda was the CIA database of fighters fighting for the U.S. in Afghanistan against the Russians. And so-called Daesh, or ISIS, was created by Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, apparently a U.S. puppet, perhaps a mind control slave at Camp Bucca, where he spent 5 years, not the 1 year that the official story holds. Multiple eyewitnesses have him there for 5 years. He had the run of the camp. Clearly, ISIS was manufactured by the U.S. using remnants of Saddam Hussein's goons and other pliable death squad type people. And ISIS has been turned against the region as a weapon of destabilization. So the Supreme Leader is absolutely 100% right about this.
Well, Mr. Barrett, it's not just the fact that the U.S. uses these Takfiri terror groups to achieve its own agenda within the region, but it's also that it opposes any country that tries to stand up against terrorism.
Well, that's right. That's really the ultimate irony. And there are some people here in the United States who've noticed this, that Daesh is supposedly the great terrorist enemy alongside so-called Al-Qaeda, and yet these two groups have been essentially fighting as U.S.-supported mercenaries against the government of Syria. So what's that all about? Well, it seems like a contradiction if you don't realize the history. But the history here, I sketched out some of it, but it actually goes back a lot further. The British weaponized the Wahhabi movement, which was just an obscure group of desert bandits preying on their fellow Muslims and using a warped ideology to justify it. And the British Empire weaponized them, armed them, funded them, and turned it into a major movement and used it against the Ottoman Empire and the rest of mainstream Islam. And since then, the descendants of this Wahhabi movement have continued to serve as Western mercenaries. Now it's sponsored more by the U.S. and Israel than the U.K., but it's still the same game. So this so-called radical Islamic terrorism is really a 100% false pseudo-Islam. It's a manufactured force by the enemies of Islam to destroy and destabilize Islam. Unfortunately, you're never going to find this in the Western mainstream media.
Well, running with that point, Mr. Barrett, the leader also pointed out that there are many problems with the U.S. that will remain unresolved because Washington is, quote unquote, against the essence of the Islamic Republic. This goes back to the point you've just made, how the U.S. has continually supported these Takfiri terrorist outfits, which have nothing to do with Islam.
That's right. The U.S. and the Islamic Republic of Iran are at loggerheads, primarily because the U.S. demands obsequious subservience among its client states or its vassals in the region. And that's why Donald Trump can go to Saudi Arabia and have the Saudis fawning over him and kissing his feet. They don't care how grossly anti-Islam Trump is and how boorish his behavior is. They shower him with $1 billion worth of personal gifts, according to some reports. This kind of fawning, slavish behavior is the kind of behavior that the United States wants from its clients. And the Islamic Republic of Iran was founded in the 1979 revolution against that kind of neo-colonial subservience. Everybody in Iran, even the people who have problems with various aspects of the Islamic Republic, want an independent country. You know, there may be a couple of traitors there, but let's face it, that's going to be a tiny minority. So Iran is basically united in demanding its independence. The U.S. will not allow its independence. It doesn't merely dislike the Islamic Republic as an Islamic society that's actually successful in setting a dangerous model for other societies, but it also just fundamentally rejects the idea that any big geostrategically important state like Iran in that location can be fully independent. So there's a, you know, we're caught between a rock and a hard place. The problem cannot be solved. It can only be mitigated by trying to prevent things from getting more, you know, from sliding into war.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Kevin Barrett, author and Middle East expert, joining us via Skype from Madison. Mr. Barrett, it's always good to have you with us here on Press TV.